Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
I've Brendan Gray with me this morning. Good morning, sir.
And how are you, Martin?
I'm flying it as always.
Good.
Doing the best
good
we can to keep smiling.
You didn't play my favourite version of the Ashokan Farewell.
Did I not? Which is your favourite?
The original, Jay Ungar and Molly Mason.
Oh, right. Sorry about that.
And do you know
do
how
I have to give you money now by way of apology? It's a great piece of music. You're going to
lovely
tell me something about it.
Yeah, how it came about.
No.
He was running, Jay Ungar was running a summer school for students.
Yeah.
And when it was over and they were leaving, he just had this sense of, you know, loss. And that's where the Ashokan
Farewell came from.
Yeah.
That's a lovely story.
To start the show.
It is a lovely story. Well, we'll bring in the other version maybe one of the days. We play it. It's one of those pieces of music that, and we get requests for it a lot. Mm. It's just a lovely piece of music.
It's very evocative. They used it, I think, in the Civil War documentary as well.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Listen, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fine.
You're looking fresh.
Oh, well, sure look.
I know. Sunny side out.
I always
keep
dress up when I'm coming in here.
Well, much like myself. Yes. He's a great man for dressing up for radio. Again, you continue not just to surprise us, but you continue to enthrall us with new work, which has just arrived, and is actually going to see the light of day tomorrow.
Tomorrow is the launch day, and people can go on to www.dublinbrass.com and see it. And I believe there's a YouTube launch as well, so people can actually watch it on YouTube.
Okay. Now, this is a piece of music called Peace Upon This Land, and it's again you with Emer and Gavin Ring this time.
Gavin Ring. Well, yeah, the piece came about, like many things that sort of work out, it was purely random.
Yeah.
A number of years ago, Emer invited me to a concert that she was doing with the Dublin Brass Ensemble. And she told me there was going to be a brass version of Crook on the Boshta and a brass version of The Voice, which she would sing.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, how Crook on the Boshta is a folk song, kind of out of the tradition. How is brass going to work with it? So I was quite tentative going to the concert, but it was beautiful. It was an arrangement by Siobhan Ní Gcríofa, who's in the concert orchestra.
Yes.
Beautiful arrangement, a great arrangement of The Voice. So we just got talking, and I invited Siobhan to come and visit Crook on the Boshta. She's out of Connemara originally, so she came down, we went over, and she loved the place. And then she sent me this piece of music she'd written called Or Scale, which was about her family, and it had three pieces. And in the middle, there was this beautiful, gorgeous, slow air, and I just kept coming back to it.
Yeah.
And eventually I said, I wonder, would she let me try to put words to it? So I rang her and said, would you mind if I tried to put words to this?
Yeah.
And she said, yes. And it's a big trust when somebody writes a piece like that and it's about your family or something close. So the title just kind of came out of the music. And then I phoned her and said, do you want to come over and hear what I've done? That was it. She liked it. And then we spoke about it, thought a duet would work very well with Emer. And I hadn't known Gavin Ring. I still haven't met him because some of the recording was done during COVID, so I was only looking in on Zoom.
Well, you'll hear him before you see him. He's a huge voice.
He's a fabulous voice, and the voices worked well together. And then Gavin Murphy did a beautiful arrangement to it. And that was how it happened. I mean, there was no great plan. It wasn't meant to be about the Good Friday agreement.
And yet.
Yeah.
Look at the timing.
And yet, when the lyrics came out, I thought, this is kind of connected to what I was saying in The Voice, which was 2 years before the Good Friday agreement, which The Voice was calling, Bring Me Peace, My Wounds Will Heal.
Yes.
And this one seemed to be answering that.
Yeah.
And by the time the record was done, we were into the year of the 25th anniversary. So everything kind of just fell together.
It is quite incredible. Siobhan came into me yesterday.
All right.
And she gave me the CD, the single.
Right.
And told me exactly what you just told me about how it happened and how thrilled she was. Mm. So you're not lying. If it was a lie detector test...
Did I ever lie to you,
never
Marty?
Once. But isn't it interesting that she's high as a kite, she's thrilled with what has been produced.
Well, so am I.
And I think the pair of you work very well. This might, could be the beginning of something. Let's play, before we play Peace Upon This Land, remind ourselves of the brilliance of the voice. And this is it here. She's still the great Emma Quinn, mad about her. Brendan Graham with me talking about Peace Upon This Land. If you will, as Brendan said, if you like, it started with The Voice and is now coming full circle. Is how is she? I haven't seen her for a little bit. Is she well?
I haven't seen her for ages. I heard from her the other day. She's well.
She's
great. Form and looking forward to the release of this album.
Yeah. And now, when is the album going to happen?
It's about 2 months and it's... classic Irish airs on it and some new material, including this, and a beautiful version of Crook on the Boshta and of The Voice, a new version of The Voice, and songs like My Lag and Love.
Beautiful.
And I think the whole concept is interesting. The Breath Upon the Flame is what the album will be called. And because they're playing brass instruments, there's obviously breath involved, and then they're reviving some of our old great traditional tunes with new breath, new keeping the flame going. But they also do the concerts, our candlelit concerts, so there's an intimacy about it.
Awesome.
And it's a fabulous show. Fabulous show.
That sounds wonderful. I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, because of Peace Upon This Land, all the coverage at the moment about the Good Friday Agreement, the anniversary and all of that. And I'm thinking about your historical books and all those, when you wrote those big, big books back in the day. Would you write another one, do you think? Would you go down this road again? Because you think about these things, you write about these things, you have an innate sense of history and stuff. Do you think you'd ever go down that road again? Or is it too much like hard work now?
That's exactly it.
Right.
Too much like hard work.
Yeah. And big books.
It's kind of... And particularly about our own history, there's a whole emotional dimension to it as well. So it kind of sucks that emotional energy out of you. And with a book, you can't really go halfway and say, I'm not doing any more of this. You're stuck with it. As I said before, I think it's a monkey on your back.
Yeah.
Whereas with a song, like, you can let go of it. It's easier to, easier in inverted commas to finish.
Sure.
But it's not as much a draw emotionally on you. So, but yeah, I am interested in our history, both here and abroad. And when I'm writing, I often tend to go into that area. But more often than not, it's the music that suggests it. So
yes, yeah.
I didn't have a preconceived idea about Peace Upon This Land. It was when I heard the music and the way it fit, I thought, I understand Siobhan was writing about her family, but to me, I felt there was something about Ireland in it as well. And sort of that came out in the lyric.
In the lyric. Well, this is it. It's Emer, and it's also with Gavin Ring, and it's called Peace Upon This Land.
There is peace upon this land when we
Oh, that's quite something. Peace Upon This Land. Emma Quinn and Gavin Ring, lyrics by Brendan Graham with me here. Siobhan de Grifa is responsible for the music. You were telling me the instrumental section there, Brendan.
The fantastic solo there in trumpet is by Will Palmer, who is Siobhan's husband, and together they founded the Dublin Brass Ensemble. But when they go on tour abroad, they're called the Brass Warriors. I kind of like that. Yes,
that's great. She's quite the musician. She is quite something. Would you, if she, as Phil said, if she's another tune lying around, Brendan Graham might be interested.
Yeah, of course I would. Yeah. But somehow it's best these things just happen. Rather than it's a forced thing, you know.
But it's interesting you say that, but yet you just said to me while we were listening to the song, it took 3 years pretty much before we ended up with this.
Yeah, from the time I heard it, and then I was a little bit tentative about asking Siobhan if I could try lyrics for it, because it was about
her family,
scale. And so I didn't for a long, long time. And eventually, one day I picked up the phone and said, oh, here, to heck with it. All you can say is no.
Yes.
And then by the time I had the lyric done and we got together and sort of teased things out, and then by the time the recording was done, I think a span of about 3 to 4 years.
I presume people can get this online, the usual crack.
It's available online, and DublinBrass.com have a landing page, as they call it, and you can order it on Spotify and so on.
And that's it. And I think, if I can say this, if anything, particularly this week into next week, with all that's going on, it would be a lovely souvenir.
Thank you.
The period. It's
Yes, you know, I was away. I was living in Australia when, you know, during the time of some of the time of the Troubles. Mm. And when you're abroad and you're looking back at your country and seeing what's happening and all of that, like, it hits you very grievously. And I've never forgotten that. And then when we came back home, and I've been watching the programmes that Mary McCallan has been doing, and a lot of people took a great lot of risk on every side.
That's right.
You know, on the unionist side, on the Republican side. And then, of course, the Americans played a key role. So we've a lot to be thankful for. And it's easy to forget about what things were like when, you know, things are relatively peaceful at the moment. So, and the whole theme of the song is When You Take My Hand, There's Peace Upon This Land. So my notion was, like, you can't fight with somebody if you're holding hands with them.
That's right.
And I just thought of that in a personal way,
it's a great
but
image.
Also metaphorically, that, you know, if we're going forward hand in hand with the whole island, in cooperation, forget about putting titles or names on it, but just to cooperate. I mean, we're a small little corner of the world.
True.
There's a lot of big problems out there. So it was just a kind of a, as the lyric developed as well, I thought this is a kind of a thank you to all the people. And then, of course, all the people north and south voted for it. So that was a great coming together, and I hope things will move forward.
Please God, it was interesting. I was saying yesterday, there was a marvellous piece in the paper. It was David Trimble's son, John Hume's daughter, and the two daughters of Bertie Ahern were talking about their fathers as they had gone through the process. It was fascinating. And I see even Johnny Adair gets a mention in The Independent today.
Yes.
So all these people coming together, and as you say, the Americans as well, and Bill Clinton, the Clintons, and all of that, and now with Joe Biden coming next week, it is like a coming together, a closing of a circle, please God. Maybe the song is going to be sung in stages around the place. You never know. I hope so.
You never know. I don't know how much songs can do. I mean, you write them because it's your own feeling.
You don't know how much. Let's just mention You Raise Me Up and leave it there. You know exactly the power of song. Brenda, thank you for coming in this morning.
You're
it's a great pleasure. We have a break to take, and I want to finish with Grúch an na Báiste, because I know you love it, and I love it with Emer.
And the new version of that with the Brass Ensemble is absolutely gorgeous.
And that'll be on the album as well.
That'll be on the album, and a new version of The Voice.
And we better say good morning to Emer, because we know she's listening to us as she glides effortlessly across Lake Geneva.
Yeah, I hope you're not doing something physically fit, Emer, putting us all to shame.
It's constantly. Keep the faith, Brendan. We'll talk soon.
Thank
God bless.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Ballet Ireland returns to the stage with Bold Moves, featuring exhilarating choreography by internationally renowned choreographers. Feel the passion and energy of ballet like you've never experienced it before. See Ballet Ireland's Bold Moves at the O'Reilly Theatre Dublin from April 14th to 22nd. Tickets available from €30 at balletireland.ie. Additional charges may apply. Supported by the Arts Council.
RTE supporting the arts.
Supporting artists.
Supporting us.
Marty in the Morning. Weekdays on RTE Lyric FM. Where life sounds better. Listening to Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM.